Hey everybody, I'm proud to be an American. I know you are probably as well. But are you proud of where America is right now? Very different question. Email me your thoughts to this question, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm sure you're proud to be an American. Love to hear about that. But are you proud of where the country is? How we're doing? First time in my lifetime, I say no. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to help make possible what we are doing every single day. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. I hope to see all of you at our Student Action Summit, tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. We have the biggest speakers in the entire movement that will be there. It's incredible. You got to check it out. And so we have Kayleigh McEnany, Ted Cruz, Laura Ingraham, Josh Hawley, Greg Gutfeld, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Kat Timpf, Pete Hegseth, Byron Donalds, Ben Carson, Rick Scott, Lauren Boebert, Governor Kevin Stitt, Kat Kamick, Matt Gaetz, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, Sean Foyt, and more. And then we also have Turning Point Action hosting Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Go to tpusa.com/SAS. If you've never been there before, it's an immersion experience unlike anything else you'll ever go to. tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. If you're young, come. If you're old, you got to go. tpusa.com/SAS. Buy your ticket today. Get engaged. Get involved. tpusa.com/SAS. 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Of July, tpusa.com/SAS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We're going to talk about being proud of being an American. You just spent an entire month focused on pride, LGBTQIA+ pride. We were told that we must not just tolerate, not just accept, not just celebrate, but we must participate in these mass prides of drag queens and children exploitation and all this nonsense. You must participate. Where's your flag? Where's your ribbon? As they would say in Seinfeld. Just come on, put the ribbon on. And there's a new poll out that we're going to kind of focus on for a little bit. And I have a take on this that I never thought I would have. National pride is down with majorities of Republicans and independents. I'm reading from FoxNews.com. And nearly half of Democrats feeling dissatisfied with their country, according to the latest Fox News survey. The poll, released Thursday, asked registered voters, are you proud of the country today? Just 39% said yes. That is down 12 points from June of 2017 and down 30 points since June of 2011. While the question has only been asked four times, this marks a majority feeling disappointed in their country. 56% are not proud, up from 48% in 2017 and 28% in 2011. Independents and Republicans reversed their positions since 2017. While formerly not proud, Democrats are now on the fence. In 2017, Republicans by a 31-point margin and independents by 4 points were proud. Today, both Americans feel disenchanted with the country. Republicans by 24 points and independents by 35. Democrats were 17% more likely to be disappointed in the country in 2017, while now they're split, 46% are proud and 48% are not. Men also reversed their positions. They were more likely to be proud in 2017 by 22 points, whereas now they're not proud by 14 points. Women were dissatisfied in 2017 and remain so today, but by a much wider margin. They were not proud by 9 points 5 years ago versus 21 points today. Oh, women are getting less thankful towards America. It's interesting because women have actually succeeded more than men over the last decade. More job promotions, more college degrees, more diplomas, more wealth increases, more cats, more dogs, less marriages, less children, and you're less happy with your country. It's interesting. Hispanic voters have actually become less proud of America. In June of 2017, 57% were proud, and now 35% are proud. Whereas once being proud of America was treated as a prerequisite for being patriotic, that has too succumbed by partisanship. It seems for many, pride and patriotism are no longer about democratic freedoms, but about the person in the White House, says the low IQ pollster Chris Anderson, who never has an independent thought in his mind. This is a very important point. Republicans, conservatives, and free thinkers are not any less proud of the country because of Joe Biden. And I think we have to make a differentiation here. There's a difference between being proud of America and where it is and proud of being an American and the journey and the story and the history, the tradition, the culture, the background, the heroism and the courage. Big difference. I have and will remain to be a proud American, literally wearing an America shirt. I have an American flag behind me. But I am not proud of where the country is right now. No decent person could be happy with where America is right now. You look at where America is and the trajectory that it's headed. What exactly are you happy with? The NASDAQ and the Dow down 30% since the beginning of the year? Hyperinflation? The lying of the elites? We're going to explore this question. I want to ask you the question. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Are you proud of where the country is right now? We're going to explore this from a couple different dimensions. You can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Are you proud of where the country is? So the poll from Fox News shows that only 39%, and it's an important distinction. It says, are you proud of the country today? My answer would be no. It doesn't say, are you proud to be an American? Of course I am. Are you proud of what America stands for? Of course I am. But are you proud of the country today? 39% say yes. 11 years ago, 69% of people said yes. What the heck happened over the last decade? One decade, 11 years of leadership of a generation that had waited so long to come into power, and 30-point dip in whether or not people are proud of where their country is. We're going to go through this. It's reckless deficit spending, inflating the currency, adventurous foreign wars, the lies and the deceit of our politicians and leaders in Washington, D.C., the disgust that we have for the American ruling class. One decade, 30 points down. And I believe, as I would love to hear your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, I believe it's intentional. I believe they want you to feel this way. I believe they are trying to metaphorically waterboard you to make it feel as if we have zero parts of America to be proud of. We have a 30-day Pride Month of LGBTQIA rainbow stuff, followed by a 3-day weekend for American Pride. Are you proud after the Afghanistan debacle, one of the most humiliating defeats in American military history, where 13 Marines were bombed by a terrorist? And then what does Joe Biden do in response? He carpet bombs an innocent family just because he wanted to look good, and there was zero reason to do that, just a random drone strike. I think 10 people died in that. Are you proud of our open border where 5,000 people come into our country every single day? Are you proud of the fact that we now have to vaccinate 6-month-year-old with an experimental gene therapy, even though we're the only country that's doing that in the world? By the way, there could be anywhere between 7,000 to 8,000 people crossing into our border every single day. 3 million a year, according to Chad Wolf. Now, I'm proud of the Declaration. I'm proud of the Constitution. I'm proud of D-Day. I'm proud of taking down the Soviet Union without having to fire a shot. I'm proud of the American economic prowess. I'm proud of the faith of America. I'm proud of the American people. I'm thankful for those things. But where are we today? And here's the one thing I just want to make sure we're all clear about, is that we can be thankful, and we should, and we can be respectful, and we should be filled with gratitude to the Lord that we get to live in this country. A country that still has a little flicker of self-government, that still has a little bit of crumbs of checks and balances, that we still have a court that somewhat still operates. But we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to be honest with where we are as a country. We need to be honest with where we are as a nation. Are you proud of America right now? That's a different question. Am I proud to be an American? Of course I am. Am I proud of where America is right now? No. Two different questions. Don't conflate the two. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden, this Chris Anderson guy, Democrat pollster. He says, well, Republicans don't like America if a Democrat's in office. That's not true. What is true is the state of the nation. Show me one metric that is going well right now. Suicides are up. Alcoholism is up. Drug addiction is up. Violent crime is up. Border crossings are up. The entire market is down. The recession is down. Now, I'm not here saying that we should be pessimistic. I think our best days are ahead. But man, when I see the U.S. Navy putting forward that commercial about how to use proper pronouns, when I see drag queen operations at an Air Force base, when I see critical race theory being taught at West Point, I get very angry. And I'm ashamed that that's happening in America. I know many people feel the exact same way. So we're going to take a poll. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Are you proud of the country today? I want to hear. Maybe I'm on an island. Maybe you're totally happy with how things are going. Maybe say, oh, Charlie, despite all the inflation, despite all this, I've never been prouder to be an American. I want to hear that. I want to interface with you and see if there's a massive gap that I'm missing. But when I see people that are allies of President Trump get their apartments raided, moms and dads get called domestic terrorists by our government, the Department of Justice, when I see assassination attempts against Brett Kavanaugh, nonstop illegal protests outside of the Supreme Court justices' homes, when I see people like Sussman walk free and Peter Strzok and James Comey and Lisa Page do whatever they want with no justice, Hillary Clinton cackles her way all the way to the bank, when I see a show trial when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein who killed himself and Ghislaine Maxwell with a show trial, and yet we're raiding Trump allies' apartments, and I see the following. This is the new Navy logo they had on social media. Gay Pride Rainbow. That's the United States Navy. This is some new person that's working in the Department of Energy. A man who thinks he's a woman flamboyantly showing off the new shoes. The rear admiral that has a gay flag during Pride Month being, and they're wondering why U.S. military enrollment is going down to record low levels post-Vietnam. The lowest it has since the 1970s. I'm so thankful I get to live in the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. I'm afraid we're losing it. Am I proud of where America is today? Tough. It's tough to be. Where we allow the chemical castration of children, we teach pornographic curriculum to children, where you have the rear admiral of the Navy or whatever say that, you know, yeah, the hormone blocking therapy is perfectly fine. It's life-saving. No, I am mad. I'm mad where America is. And that's the first time in my life, even last July 4th, I was like, we'll see. I think America's more resilient than this. I'm frustrated, irritated, upset, and motivated for action. So am I happy where the country is right now? Not even close. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer in the Bible or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun, interactive quiz, and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. emails are flooding in. It seems as if I've struck a chord and that we're largely in agreement. You know, I think of my grandfather who served in World War II in the Army Air Corps. Think of his generation, what they did, what they sacrificed, and how we messed it up. Man, did we mess this up. I think of that generation, the greatest generation, that went to war against evil in two theaters. And what's interesting is that we have been told that tolerance is this amazing virtue. No, you shouldn't tolerate things that are untrue, that are bad for children, that are bad for your country, that are immoral or evil. You shouldn't. And the greatest generation knew that. They had no tolerance for that nonsense. We're being told that tolerance is what makes us strong. Actually, it doesn't. Tolerance of the wrong thing can destroy you. Sandy writes us, no, I'm not proud of America right now. In fact, I'm embarrassed, afraid, worried, and disappointed at all the politicians who let this decline socially and economically. We need a MAGA great reset quickly. Carol, I'm disgusted at what's being done to great America, our great America. Man, do I agree. The immoral citizens and government. Let me just stop. This is what makes me so angry, is how much I love the country and how hard this is to see. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to celebrate July 4th, largely celebrating the founding fathers and the sacrifices of generations prior. I'm not going to celebrate much that's happening right now. Well, we got fat, happy, apathetic, lazy. Not all of us. I know many of you worked hard and many of you do amazing stuff and you worked for the reversal of Roe. We're going to talk that in a second. That's a great victory in the midst of all this, but that's a lagging indicator, not a current or a leading indicator. But it's because we love the country so much, I think that we're so irritated. I think back to July 4th, 5 or 6 years ago. It's the greatest day of the year. You felt like you were part of something bigger than yourself. You felt like finally everyone could put on the same jersey. It wasn't about racial politics or George Floyd or LGBTQ. And they would have military flyovers and you'd have this kind of sense of euphoria. Like, yeah, that's our team. We are the greatest nation. We're strong. We can take on evil. We can defend ourselves. The parades I went to growing up is the best of our society. Now these parades are filled with transgender youth support nonsense. It's just, are you serious? And we have a Juneteenth a couple weeks before as a direct competitor against July 4th. And people are openly saying on cable television, well, 4th of July is not even worth celebrating. Cut 119, Eddie Glaude Jr. on MSNBC. 4th of July has always been an incredibly vexed holiday for me, given the tradition of which I come. Whatever that means. People like this have been slowly but deliberately eroding the fabric of America. Where finally they've taken over so many institutions, they've weakened us to such a great extent. We look at this Independence Day weekend, and we look around and say, man, yes, I'm thankful. Thank you, Lord, I get to live in America. But what the heck have we done to this place? Play cut 119.
I wanted to ask you, Eddie, we're coming up, obviously, on the 4th of July weekend. Yesterday on Twitter, I said, despite all of our failings, despite all of our shortcomings, why are you proud, even with all of our flaws, why are you proud to be an American? I'm curious, what are your thoughts this going into this 4th of July weekend on pride and being an American?
You know, 4th of July has always been an incredibly vexed holiday for me, given the tradition out of which I come. It's framed by Juneteenth, the way in which we struggle with the legacies of slavery.
What a loser. Seriously. Learn something, anything about history. Open a book, any book, that wasn't written in the last 20 years about American history. That every founder knew what they were doing was wrong. That 60% of the colonies had independently abolished slavery right after the American founding. That the first anti-slavery convention was hosted by Benjamin Franklin in 1775 in Philadelphia right before 1776. That Thomas Jefferson admonished King George for bringing the sin of slavery to America and blamed him for that. People like him, and he's not alone, there's millions. They've been wearing us down, infiltrating our military, infiltrating our corporations. And so this is important. Someone just said, Charlie, I love the country, but I hate the government. It's more than the government, everybody. I'm ashamed of Netflix. I'm ashamed of Disney. I'm ashamed of the military is part of the government. I'm ashamed of the cultural institute. I'm ashamed of Hollywood. I have nothing in common with any of these people. And that's not the country I grew up in. It used to be that the really weird psychos would not celebrate July 4th, but even kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio and those people be like, okay, July 4th, fine. Now it's this incessant insurgency, like, no, we're above it. Do you know the carbon emissions that happen when you have a burger? Like, shut up, like, for a day. Can we have a weekend, please, without you lecturing us? Look, free speech, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Our rights are being destroyed across the board. And look, many months ago, I told our team, I am sick of paying all this money to these cell phone providers that hate me and hate our values. So I said, go find that really cheerful guy. I think his name was Glenn at one of our events, and he kept on wearing the Patriot Mobile shirt. Found him, sat down in Dallas. We had a great meeting. And I vetted Patriot Mobile head to toe, their business model, how they do things. And I was convinced that we must partner with them. They're not only America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, they're one of the few companies fighting back. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carrier. So you get the same great service plus the peace of mind, and your money is combating the left's attempt to silence you. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. Patriot Mobile shares your values, and they support organizations fighting for religious liberty, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, like Turning Point USA, and veteran and first responder heroes. So here's how it works. If you have a big major carrier, you are funding the bad guys. That money might as well be a check, Democrat National Committee. Or you could have it go to Patriot Mobile, where they give their proceeds back to Turning Point USA, veterans, and amazing groups. It's a no-brainer. So go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. Between the left, the media, and all these rhinos, we need to stick together. Patriot Mobile helps you do that. It's a way to engage in the corporate warfare that's happening. So do me a favor, check it out. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. We've switched everything over, and we love Patriot Mobile. Producer Andrew is a massive fan. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Don't give your money to BLM or the Alphabet Mafia or whatever when you are doing the regular thing. Instead, make the switch. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Donna says, thanks for all you do, Charlie. In response to your question, I love our history. I love my country. Boy, do I love our history. We don't teach it to our children. We teach the opposite of our history. I love our country. I love the Constitution. So do I. And all the great people and all the great things that we have achieved. However, the past 2 years, I wake up anxious, nauseated, and angry about what happened yesterday. And what I'm going to hear this day about the decline, destruction, and hatred of America by our present evil administrative state. That is beautifully put. Everyone I know of all races, religion, and beliefs are mildly to very depressed, discouraged, and some don't even realize why. We are losing everything. The body knows before the brain. Boy, is that smart. God bless America with prayers and love of God and our country, family, and friends. Donna, we have the smartest listeners and viewers. Thank you. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Please keep on sending them in. A country that masks children, that shut down schools, a country that mandated vaccines, a country that kicks out active duty personnel because they don't take the experimental gene therapy, a country that targets moms and dads that show up at school board meetings and calls them domestic terrorists, a country that tolerates the intolerable. Yeah, I'm mad. And it's hard to watch every single day. I know it's hard for you because you feel helpless. That's not my message. Nor is my message one of pessimism. What we're doing today is a temperature check. What do you believe about where America is right now? And the poll speaks for itself. The poll is shocking. Are you proud of the country today? June 2011, 69% said yes. June 2022, 39% said yes. We have political prisoners in solitary confinement because they went into the Capitol Rotunda and took a selfie. Yet we have BLM rioters that never saw an indictment, let alone a day in prison, when they burned down our entire country. We were told America was systemically racist from within because of George Floyd. We burnt down entire cities, civilizations. Tried to lock up an innocent kid because of that Kyle Rittenhouse. Never got an apology. Never got recourse from the government for any of that. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, an American hero, had 2 years of his life stolen from him and his fortune and his savings nearly robbed of him by a government that could just do this for fun and play with house money. And so it's not just the government. It's the entire culture that operates around it. It's the New York Times that defends it on a daily basis. It's the paraliberal groups on the left that articulate this. It's critical race theory. It's the transgender agenda. It's the hormone blocker agenda. It's the puberty blocker agenda. And you look at this and you say, what on earth? And so this July 4th, typically it's a celebration of the country. And I think for a lot of you, you'll be in the same position as me, where you're going to be kind of looking backwards more than where you are today. Not that you aren't thankful to live in America. Not that you aren't thankful for the blessings that you have. And you say, man, it could be worse. I mean, every morning I force myself, as I go into 38 degree water, I force myself to list off what I'm thankful for. I go through my gratitude journal when you're in pain. It's a good lesson for life to actually, when you're going through something you want to go through, to say, I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for the country. I'm thankful for our history. I'm thankful that our problems are not as great as they are in other countries. But what makes you angry is that, yes, other countries might have greater problems than us. Hunger and starvation in African countries. Lack of toilets in India. But what they don't have, is that we had it great and we messed it up. That's different. For example, India is an interesting country. Never been there. I would never say India was a great country. They've had problems. Caste system, hyper-racism, lack of representative government, hyper-corruption. I want the best for India. I think India can be a good country and a great country one day. But for India, there's not this motivation or this anger because they don't have the kinetic memory of what used to exist. It's more forward thinking, what we can do and we can get out of this. For us, it's we're deciding to go down the slide. We're deciding to retreat. And that's the other thing as we're here on Independence Day weekend and we say to ourselves, are you proud of America right now? We're doing it too. Ourselves. It's self-inflicted. And for those of us that did not build the country, I did not build America. Some of you are old enough where you could say, you know what? I did build modern America, and God bless you. We have World War II veterans and Vietnam veterans. You guys did help build America. I didn't. I'm an inheritor of this. 28 years old. So I'm not taking credit for any of it. And so I look around, I say, my goodness, as someone who's receiving this, we are shattering it intentionally from within. And I believe firmly that the agenda of the opposition is to get us to feel this way. And so the question is, do we force ourselves to feel differently? Or are we honest enough to say that we are not going to be delusional that somehow we're in this wonderful place? Now, I'm not saying that our best days can't be ahead. I'm not saying you should be unhappy, by the way. That's a totally different. Happiness is a choice. That happiness is a mode of action, that your attitude has to be one of positivity and problem solving. But instead, don't tell me it's sunny and 85 degrees when there's a blizzard. You can't live under this mass paralysis of delusion. It's unhealthy for you. It's unhealthy for the country. And it makes us less likely to reclaim it and get back where we are. Do I think inevitably we are going to win? Yes, I think people are rising up. Do I think citizens are trying to take back power? Yes. But I also want to say, I think the American people, this is what drives me so crazy about this, is the American people are not lost. Patriotic, God-loving Americans, you haven't changed. In fact, you've become tougher and stronger. And so there's this disconnect. It's not as if the people have totally, basically, surrendered responsibility. It's our institutions. It's our leaders. It's our elites. It's the narratives. It's the government. It's the CDC. It's Pfizer. It's Johnson & Johnson. It's Disney. It's Netflix. It's Google. It's Facebook. And so the people are looking up and you say, we pay our taxes. We make sure our kids go to sleep on time. We protect our family against threats. We do our job. And you punish us. You carpet bomb us with this trans agenda. You indoctrinate our kids to hate themselves and hate America. And so I will always be proud to be an American. But the honest temperature check is, man, we are in trouble. And it's difficult for me to say this. I don't say this with glee because my whole shtick is about how beautiful of a place this is, about how exceptional self-government is. This idea that the few will rule the many or the many will rule the few, which is it? And we're becoming closer and closer to this oligopoly, this oligarchy, where the few do rule the many. Where the founding fathers, they, for the first time ever, when the Declaration of Independence, which is what we're celebrating this weekend, they put the authority of the government outside of the government. Are you a citizen or are you a serf or a subject or a slave? You see, the Declaration recognized power dynamics. That's what we celebrate this weekend. The Declaration realized that the power needs to be in you. And that's been robbed from us. And so what is happening is basically we have fallen into this circumstance. Some of us by our own creation, some of us by our apathy, or a mixture of both, and we feel as if it's irreconcilable. And so, yes, some of you are saying, Charlie, I'm proud we reversed Roe versus Wade. I am too. That's a lagging indicator, though. It took us to win in 2016, put Supreme Court justices in, confirm them, listen to cases, find the suits up to the Supreme Court, and then rule favorably. We're talking about where we are right now. What is the temperature right now? And I actually think the amount of response we're receiving at freedom@charliekirk.com and how we're interpreting this, it's actually a positive. It means that the delusion is breaking. It makes you wonder how far what's actually been lost. It's just how much are we realizing it right now? That's the question. I'm not saying America's totally lost. But for the people that are most likely to be proud of being American, I'm the one that flies the American flag outside of the house and marches in the parade and wears the American shirt. And I kind of look at this and I say, the America I used to know is one thing. So maybe I'm wearing it with a sense of nostalgia, kind of like I'm wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt from the 1970s. You got to wonder, like, are we going to put the band back together? It's kind of those people that wear the 85 Bears shirts in Chicago. The Bears aren't good anymore. Bears are terrible. Like, I get it. 85 Bears, terrific. The Fridge, Jim McMahon, Walter Payton, best football team probably ever assembled. But when I see an 85 Bears shirt, I'm like, okay, they're living in something that used to not exist. And that's fine. Nostalgia can be healthy. It's important for preservation and for memories and for tradition and to be connected to something before. I'm not saying we shouldn't celebrate it. But it also means we should be honest. Because now when I see at least something from the government, I say, okay, well, I know what they're trying to do now. They're trying to put forth an agenda that is completely and totally disconnected from anything that I believe and that you believe in. And so we played the Navy recruitment video last week. We talked about the Air Force and West Point putting in critical race theory. Military enrollment is down, 8,000 people crossing our border every single day. Now it can be fixed. And all it takes is the will to fix it, first from us and then from our political leaders. You know, it'd be interesting. I'd say 99% of you say at freedom@charliekirk.com, and please keep emailing us, you say, I am so ashamed of where America is right now. I'm ashamed. I'm aghast. I can't believe where we are. I wonder how many Republican senators would answer that way. How many Republican senators would say they're proud of where America is right now? Not proud to be an American, separate question, proud of where America is right now. And for some of you are emailing, Charlie, I will always be proud of being where America is no matter what. That's a silly thing to say, man. You should not be proud of the country if it goes completely off the rails. You shouldn't be proud of the country that begins to do things that are completely immoral to your values and your perspectives on the world. Yes, I'm disgusted with where America is. I'm aghast by all this, but we still have some awesome people, man. And you watching, you listening, the American people are the best in the world. You care about your nation. You fast and you pray and you act and you donate. You care so much. And we lost a great one. We really did. As I'm asking you, are you proud of the state of America, with remembering a great American who had courage and leaves a legacy of action for all of us. And it was Dr. Zelenko. Dr. Zelenko passed away yesterday. And Dr. Zelenko was an outspoken critic of Fauci, of the mandatory vaccine. He was an outspoken critic of totalitarian government and started the Zelenko Protocol, which saved thousands of lives. He was an early adopter of hydroxychloroquine mixed with zinc and vitamin D and pushed back against the medical industrial complex. Dr. Zelenko died yesterday, not of COVID, but an unrelated health incident. I believe it was cancer, but it's deeper than cancer. It was cancer. I want to remember Dr. Zelenko because as I am ashamed and as I am angry of where America is, there is this massive glimmer of hope of people like Dr. Zelenko who fought with everything they could and continue to fight to save the country. Because here's the thing. Everything I just went through is not a death sentence. It's not. It's not saying it's over. I'm not giving a eulogy. No, I'm giving you action steps and remembering the great ones like Dr. Zelenko, a light in the darkness. Play cut 149 as we remember Dr. Zelenko on resisting fear of totalitarian government and bowing to God, not to man. This is him on the Charlie Kirk Show. Play cut 149.
This is a war against God, God consciousness. And that's why all totalitarian psychopaths, the first thing they want to do is remove or suppress religion or houses of worship. That's and the reason is simple. If I bow down to God, I don't bow down to them. Mm-hmm. And so they want to take our consciousness and use fear to cause us to deviate from our faith and put our faith into them. It's a cult. To be codependent on them instead of on our creator.
So Dr. Zelenko started out treating patients, but over time found that the CDC and FDA were suppressing early treatments. Dr. Zelenko was one of the pioneers that had the courage and the clairvoyance to fight for early interventions with COVID, saving God knows how many lives away from government mandates and edicts. He was one of the A-team members, as we call it on this show. Dr. Zelenko, one of his final messages, denounced the false gods of technology and science and turned back to our true creator, an Orthodox Jew with 8 children, play cut 151.
Until we make internal resolutions to kick the evil out from within us, we should, in my opinion, denounce the worship of false gods, the god of technology, the god of science, the god of corrupt governments, money, power, fame, and reconcile our hearts with our creator who's making us anew every instant in time.
Finally, his final words, if I have to leave the world, I accept God and I will encourage and plead with every one of us to step up your game and stand up and resist. A chilling final message. As we ask ourselves the question, are you proud of America right now? Play cut 150.
And if I have to leave the world, I accept God's will, but I encourage and plead with everyone else to up your game and stand up and resist.
I'm not happy where America is right now. I'm thankful to be an American. Dr. Zelenko just gave us our marching orders. He passed away yesterday. He was courageous. He shouldered the burden for us for a couple years. Now it's time for us to up our game. No more complaining. This July 4th weekend, yeah, enjoy the fireworks, enjoy the hot dogs, but put together a game plan. Do something. Run for office. Hold the tyrant accountable. Because guess what? I'm not going to go through another July 4th like this. I want the ones that my kids and grandkids enjoy actually say, you know what? I'm proud of where America is today. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.